When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
No good thoughts at all. Very disappointed, frustrated, obviously. Had now obviously a few interviews, and I would say we can sum up. It was not good enough. We played the game, or let it happen, the game Everton wanted. I scored two goals from set pieces. The first one we defended somehow three times, but in the end we put it on the plate. So, and I don't think Brathwaite scored that. He didn't even hit the ball properly, but the ball rolls over the line. So after that we had our best period, I would say, and we really put them under pressure. We created big chances, didn't score. That obviously going like that in half time. Each situation we missed gave Everton kind of momentum even more, and from us, took away from us. We never had it, but it didn't help. Yeah, and then second half, as I said, it was as well not good enough. Without the real pressure phase, I would say we had to the end of the first half. Then you concede the second goal. I think everybody who's with Everton saw that goal already 20 times or something like that. That's their routine. Everybody knows they put the ball there. And the end, the players anyway completely free. So I didn't see it back, but I'm pretty sure that we could have defended that better. Then it's 2-0 atmosphere they hear. We played like we played. Obviously, it was not the most inspired performance of all times. I really feel for the people. I'm really sorry for that, obviously. That's how it is. People told me so often about the great record then before the derby, especially where you hear, but you never win here, and all these kind of things. But we never lost, and it feels really different. I really apologize for that. It absolutely was unnecessary, but it happened. You cannot change it anymore. We have to recover, because the quickest of all turnarounds is waiting for us. You can imagine. That will be our challenge, obviously, mentally and physically. Physically was clear. If you win a game, then it's the mental turnaround is obviously not a massive problem, but that we have now both things to do. And probably West Ham is waiting and rubbing their hands and hoping that we come there on the leg. I will try absolutely everything to make sure that we are much more ourselves than we were tonight. I understand it. It's part of the business, but I don't know why I have to answer this question. You all can read the table. So shall I say now, we are still fully in over. So we need a crisis at City and Arsenal, and we need to win football games, because if they start now losing all the games and we do what we did tonight, nothing changed. And then we are not safe in the Champions League as well, so we should just play better football. That would be so you can see we are in a rush in front of the goal. You can see that. That's now, that's long ago, but I blame a little bit the United game for it. That many chances, blah, blah, blah. And you play really good, but you don't get anything for it, and these kind of things. And then that's really bad. And so then we create, but we don't score often enough. So, yeah, and that doesn't help. It's not like you know, in a situation like that you don't score, and then just forget it. Who cares? You cannot act like you scored 15 goals in the last two games or whatever. So you can see that, and that's the problem. But we have to keep doing. You have always like this. You have to fight through these periods. That's how it is. Was never different. And people ask me already about mentality. The mentality has different aspects. It's not a problem of attitude, but the boys want. Nobody is doing anything like that on purpose. But it's my job to give them, to bring them into a situation that they feel confident to do it. And with that part, I'm responsible for all everything what happened tonight. I know that. So it's not a, that I feel great and want to put, but it's just that's the most tricky part of football, obviously. And in a moment, it didn't work out, and now we have to keep trying. And there are different, different aspects, definitely, that now players who played all the games are not in the fresh, but that's for other teams the same. I don't want to use that really as excuse. As long as the boys are fit, like not injured, that helps. Let me say, Gabriel and Saliba, I think, played all the games for Arsenal. Did they play a little bit less than us? I don't even know, 100%, but they played a lot of games as well. But coming back from injury, obviously, is then slightly different than because intensity, the game is not waiting for you. And obviously up front, there's a super intense job to do, always high sprint, always go, and that we cannot change there, it's difficult. I know we had Dan Duncey on the bench, I know that, but in that physical game, I didn't want to, and he played, obviously we didn't know that we have to bring him in, because the two situations with Diogo we only learned 2 days ago, and Cody actually really today. So that's now not a game for an 18-year-old boy, and Tarkowski and Brathwaite, he kill you in these situations, and it doesn't help. So a lot of things come together, so it's not great timing, I admit that. I would prefer to be here, sitting here, winning 4-0 and flying and can't wait for the next game. So, but how I said, the job is to win football games, and the more you win, the more successful you are. In the moment, we didn't win enough to get anything out of the season yet. So we should better start winning again.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.